Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We back!
Because if I gotta play the film again, any way you figure, we're getting rid of that nigga.
homie.
No powder, no product, no peace. If there ain't no powder,
ain't no product. Ain't no
down here, nowhere.
These motherfuckers out there chanting all kinds of shit. It's my body. I can do what I want. Blah, blah, blah. We don't respect the president-elect. He's not our president. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Yo, nigga, they went through everything. Si se puede. Si se puede. Yo, I was like, these motherfuckers, they threw out every chant. Somebody must have been with a bullhorn Googling shit. Chant. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up. I was like, get the fuck out of here. These people are stupid.
Thank God for Google.
Then when they had nothing else to say, they were like, we're peaceful. We're peaceful. I said, these motherfuckers done went into the hip-hop fucking dictionary for chants and fucking. And it was, I said, these motherfuckers, and they was all white. All of them
were all white.
I was crying. I was like, look at these white people. I said, Hillary got these motherfuckers straight up brainwashed, man. Yo, my deal was I did not want the Clintons back in the presidency. Why? Because if you're in a lower position and you're fucking people over, you should not be put to the highest position to continue fucking people over. You see what I'm saying?
And
then everybody's like, but, oh, Donnie's going to fuck us up. First of all, number one, he's never been a politician. He's never been able to fuck anything up for us. Give him the chance to fuck it up, then we throw his ass out. The problem is you elect another Democrat. You get in the Clinton, fucking Hillary, the motherfucking witch of the wickedest witch of the fucking East of the shit. She's going to make it worse. Everything that she'll do will be amplified fucking quadruple because the bitch is smart. She's been at it for 40 years.
It's hard to vote for a criminal.
You can't. I can't do that. I can't do that. You know, they're like...
A known criminal.
This is funny. There's a woman on the news that was like, you know, she's crying. Is it the first time we've elected a sexual predator into the office?
Oh, now he's a sexual predator.
That's it. Did this bitch not go through the JFK era? Did this bitch not go through? You gotta be kidding me.
Clinton years.
Yeah, right. Bitch, hey, you kidding me? That nigga was getting a BJ while he was talking to us. Who knows if he got the happy ending, nigga?
He did. It's on her dress.
On her shirt, right?
Yeah, it's on her dress.
I said, man, these people are fucking ridiculous. Then there was another woman walking by the cameras, and they asked her, they was like, so what is your thought? She said, there's going to be casualties on both sides. Lives are going to have to be lost in order for things to change. And I'm looking at it like, yo, you're so lucky, bitch, that I wasn't standing next to you. Because I would have pulled my Glock out, slapped you in the mouth with that shit, do it in your chest, and say, start taking lives, bitch. Let's go. Let's go. Because you over here saying stupid shit like that, so that dumb niggas and dumb spicks and dumb white boys will run out there and try to kill somebody, you stupid cunt. So if you feel it's like that, bow, here, start it off, bitch. Start it off. Kill that nigga right there. Kill him. Kill that nigga. No, you don't want to shoot him? Go blow him, nigga. Give that nigga $125, nigga. Go blow that nigga from the ear hole to the asshole. Blow him, nigga. Blow him. I don't suck penis. That's not what I mean, you stupid bitch. Go slice his face, you dumb bitch. You said it's going to start off. Go get the casualty. Let's see.
Start off.
They're trying. The media, the liberals are trying to get the dumbasses to go out and be violent, bro. You're going to need to have a cop shoot a nigger in front of everybody to protest to get everybody violent. Okay? You're not going to be like, yo, we need to get violent over Hillary. That's not going to happen. You're going to need to physically record and watch a nigger being murdered and executed while you guys are protesting in front of the world. Then you'll get your
I wonder if we turned on CNN right now, if they would have any more protests. They probably all went home.
Nigga, no. They paid for it. They record every second.
Well, that's what I mean. I bet if we turned on CNN right now, we wouldn't see it.
I just
or Fox, whatever. MS, whatever. MS.
No, they're gonna have it all day, nigga.
Oh, they are still a second night. Oh man, I'm wrong.
You know, this.
And this nigga right here, Van Jones. Let me tell you something about that bald-headed funky nigga.
Bald-headed
this motherfucker
nigga.
Is saying that the reason that Trump won was because of white lash.
What? He said what?
You want to keep laughing?
I'm too busy laughing about the bald-headed funky nigga.
Because you're funky funky nigga, man.
Come on.
Look,
give me,
check this out.
Give me a minute. Here
this nigga here is sitting there on fucking, what is this, Fox? Is that what this is?
No, it's
CNN. All right, so he's the anchor for CNN.
The Clinton News Network.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is. So check it out. This nigga, after Trump wins, he goes, this upsets me so much. This is so racist. This is white lash. White America is lashing back at the black presidency of Barack Obama. Let me tell you something, nigga. That's farthest from the truth. Because these stupid-ass crackers, okay? These self-loathing motherfuckers. I'm sorry. It was my fault. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, yes, you're right. These motherfuckers right here voted for Barack Obama twice. Read between the lines. Twice.
If he looked at the statistics closely, he would find out that blacks did not come out and vote like they did
the
for
second
Obama.
Time. Oh, this time?
Yes.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
But
so let's make a statement right now. When Obama came into office, all of us white people didn't want him in there, but did you see us in the streets rioting?
Wait a minute. Is that the fact? All of you white people didn't want him in there? Is that the fact? You didn't want that nigger in there?
I don't want that nigger.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Oh, no. Here come the complaints. Oh no.
You know, that ain't right. All right, hold on.
My boyfriend's always packing, so I can say the word.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Bitch, you're always packing too. Get your shit on your head.
This bitch
got her gun. She think I'm gonna pull my shit out first. Nah, bitch, I'm gonna stand there and watch. I'm one of them niggas from the Bronx. You better not get it fucked up. I'm such an evil nigga. I like to see shit pop off. That nigga will walk by, I'll slap that bitch in her face. And knowing that's my girl, I'll be like, damn, nigga, you gonna slap her?
I gotta tell you.
Go ahead, nigga, slap her. Go ahead, nigga.
The most bizarre incident that happened to me while I was
get
on
away.
Vacation. And I wished I had been packing. I wished I had been.
You hear that?
Well, you hold on. Listen.
My nigga come in, got us a call.
Oh, no.
Yo, sending smoke signals northbound on the 101 going back to the Emerald Triangle. Fuck you, California!
Fuck California!
Right now. Are you able to smoke while you drive now that you have recreational weed in California?
No. Don't believe the hype. Fuck. They just put us back. They just fucked everything up by going recreational. They just fucked everything up.
Yeah, I know you was against it because of the wording. Smoke had explained that if you read the wording of the whole thing, it wasn't going to be good for them. You know what I'm saying? It was more like big business was going to come in and start getting involved. And you know what I'm saying? So he actually was, the funniest shit is, this is a pothead who wants to take his time and read the whole fucking thing. You see what I'm saying?
They just 15 medical marijuana in California is going to be no longer. Patients, indoor gardening is okay. There's the only outdoor gardening is going to probably be eliminated. We have to sign up, and you're going to get taxed on how much, was it like 9-10 bucks an ounce? And suck a couple dollars on leaf products. Everybody who decided to vote yes on Proposition 64, fucked it for everybody. It's very scary. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, I'm more worried about this than fucking Trump.
Better hold my ear. Better wait. To be clear. Just to be clear. He's supposed to be scared of Trump. He's scared. It's not that he's not supposed to be scared. He's supposed to be scared. Que es lo suyo. What do you think? Because you crossed the border 15 years ago, we forget. If El Chapo don't forget, El America
right.
Don't forget.
We want El Chapo to California. El Chapo
on,
by California. We're going to put a wall up, fuck the Trump states.
Hey, make sure there's a hole in the wall so me and you still can communicate. You know what I'm saying?
We got Silicon Valley and the marijuana here, so fuck everybody else.
That's all right. We got medical marijuana here now, so our burden is just beginning.
Because of Florida for the medical marijuana. I wish we were just going back to that right now again. Shit. It just took 20 years
of work out of your hands.
It just, man.
They don't really know what they did.
Everything's going to be regulated. Oh, God. Outdoor growing is going to be like fucked. Six plants, 1 ounce. I don't know, fuck. So.
Well, what you guys got to do is fight against it.
You'll find a way around it.
We're working on that now. Because they got some talks that, you know, there was like so many pages of this bill or whatever. But they didn't give us all the paperwork to read. So I don't know if they're gonna use that against it or what. So I don't know.
You're thinking it might end up in court.
Hopefully. I hope they can figure out a way to fucking pull it back.
Well,
because if it hits court,
they might suspend it.
It comes to Santo.
Right. Well, they're deciding. Yeah.
But that's not true. They wanted to do that with the gun ban in Massachusetts.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's still going
on
while they're battling.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of like funky.
Well, Smokes, I'm sorry they're trying to fuck you guys over, but my nigga, you know how it is. Being Latino, every time we take 10 steps forward, they push us 12 steps back. You know this, bro.
Well, we try.
Yeah.
You know this. You know the funny shit is this nigga gloats and like, yeah, we try our best. But this funky fucker, by osmosis, winds up going back those 12 steps with us. Because while they're pushing me back 12 steps, I hold on to the closest white person I know. And so they say, come with me, Marico. I don't know what 10, I moved 10 steps forward. I know what to expect there. But you're pulling me back 12 steps. I need somebody with me, Pinel.
Look, I like tacos like the next guy.
You know,
when
everything starts getting in full effect next year, when Trump takes over and he signs one person to regulate California with the marijuana, giving them $1 billion or whatever, how much money it is to regulate. So there's going to be I think there's going to be more jailing and fines. And it is helping it, because if you have more than this, you smoke in public, you're going to get fined. If you kick back and smoke a joint with an 18-year-old, you're going to get fined. All kinds of shit.
Well, nigga, you shouldn't be smoking with a fucking 18-year-old. Nigga, you 48 years old.
That's my job.
What the fuck is you doing? Unless the 18-year-old is your kid, nigga. What the fuck is you smoking with that little smoking joint? Why the fuck are you smoking with that 14-year-old girl, nigga? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I would do that.
I'm trying
to smoke, Smokey Dancer was like, yo, nigga, her weed was too good to pass up.
Wait a minute. I have done that.
That's what I'm saying. You go OBB on that.
I had four little girls over at my house one night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitches in underoos. These bitches is wearing Wonder Woman, Supergirl panties and shit. Look at this nigga, Van Jones. He's sitting in the panel of seven other white people, and this nigga's crying racist. The country's racist. Nigga, you on the white CNN News Network, the Clinton News Network, nigga. All white staff, nigga. You in there, you ain't sweeping, motherfucker. Obviously, it can't be that racist. Fucking asshole.
Everybody
needs
to calm down, man. Donald Trump gonna put us on lockdown. We all need to calm down, these people.
It's all paid protesting.
Donald Trump will be putting us on lockdown. 10 o'clock curfew. But the martial law's coming in effect pretty soon.
That's
we don't watch our police.
Look, there's more cops than there are protesters.
Yeah, because that's the way they make it seem. But the way the angles they take, they put the camera on the floor looking up so that those 18 people look like 80.
Donald Trump will do that. Goes, well, go ahead. You want to see what I'll do? I'll fuck you guys up. I'll put you guys in a house arrest. You're on the street after 11 o'clock.
He don't need to do that. He can let them sit out there in the streets and protest all fucking month. Matter of fact, they got, what, 2-3 months to protest, huh? 2.5 months to protest?
Right.
Let them protest. They'll burn themselves out. But what those are all the bum niggas in America that got no job. Right? They're mad. And they
probably didn't vote.
Half of those motherfuckers didn't vote. Nigga, they're paid protesters, bro. Don't get it.
I need a job.
I myself have gone through, I don't remember how many fucking years with a bitch so that she could get legal, so that we could supposedly be happy in America. Right? And that shit was expensive as a motherfucker. It's hell of a fucking chore. And to go through that and to see other people complaining, say, oh, we should just accept them immigrants. We do accept immigrants. What we don't want is illegals coming in and then acting like, yeah, I've been here 10 years. I'm a citizen now.
I got an anchor, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is that? We don't want that coming from Mexicans. We don't want it coming from Africans. We don't want it coming from Jamaicans. We don't want it coming from Ecuadorians. We don't want that shit from anybody. We're not singling Mexicans out. We don't want that from no country. We don't want motherfuckers sneaking in and then saying, I'm a citizen. Give me my freedom. Where's my guns? Where's my bitches? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it ain't like that, bro. Pay your fucking fare. Because the same thing happens when we go to everybody else's country. We're expected to pay our fare. Okay? That's all it is. I don't understand why people are so butthurt. I don't get it. You've been getting fucked in your ass by a Democrat system, by the Democrat, the way they lead. For 8 years, you've been getting fucked in your ass. Tell me that you have been great for 8 years, and now it's going to change. It hasn't been that way.
Find out, man. I'm in it for the ride. Come on.
Listen. What it is we want to change when we voted for Obama. He lied to us. That nigga was a liar, okay? He told us he was going to create change. He did, actually. So maybe he's not a liar. He did create change. But it wasn't the change we wanted. We wanted, I don't know, maybe we're fucking ourselves up because culturally we're making ourselves worse. You know what I'm saying? We accept more shit. We you know what I'm saying? We look at shit like, you know, devious shit is okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, everybody who's voting for fucking Hillary is willing to bypass everything that she's done just to get her and that in office because she's their party, no leader right now. She represents the Democrats. So just because we want our party to go in there to go with the things that we believe in, we're willing to accept all the funky shit she's done. Nigga, we lose our morals doing that shit. And we've been losing our morals for years, nigga, for years. It hasn't been like we just started losing our morals because we're getting worse and worse. The more funkier shit that we can conceive of and delivering a rap or delivering a rhyme or a poem or a lyric or whatever, it's making us more fucking deviant. Because you rap about being a gangster and shooting bitches. You don't. The more you talk about it, the less you give a fuck about it. And if you're singing about it, you'll start giving less a fuck about it too. So as a country ourselves, we've brought our morals down. But then you want us to admit it by fucking fighting and electing another fucking moralist person? Come on, man.
Not to change the subject, but that's the funniest fucking plunger I've ever seen in my life.
Messiah?
I don't know if that's got anything to do with what you guys are talking about, but... that's classic.
My shotgun.
That's classic.
That's how you blow the shit out through the toilet. You blow the shit through the toilet.
That's classic live there.
So, when I'm thinking about all this crazy shit,
nice.
I go, check out this. There was a post this morning.
We're gonna have
a
nice first lady.
Check this out. There's a post on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of Ivana Trump when she was younger.
Uh-huh.
And nude with another chick.
Uh-huh.
And the dude goes, this is your first lady.
Yeah!
So another nigga put a picture of an old fucked up looking Hillary Clinton. And he goes yours. So then dude writes some shit talking about how your daughters, all of you right wing extremists, your daughters are gonna be whores and this and that. So I write back, what the fuck are you talking about, you stupid nigga? Right now your daughters are systematically made to be fucking whores. They're video booty shaking, twerking ass bitches. What the fuck is you talking about, you stupid fuck? And you're gonna fight for that? So here you go, you fucking idiot, fighting for the slave master. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Bill Clinton made the blowjob famous. It's not.
But
sad.
The problem was
it's
everybody
not,
made it fun.
When young girls heard the President of the United States say that blowjobs were not sex, then it was okay to do it.
Yeah, because if I'm not losing my virginity, I'll suck a dick at you.
Right. Real popular. Real quick.
Well, let me just tell you, little girls.
By the way, thank you, Bill.
Okay. Little girls giving
God,
up the pussy
God,
easily.
God bless you,
let
bro.
Me just tell you this: little girls that give up the pussy easily, you can thank hip hop, R&B, videos. You can thank the music industry in whole. You can thank the cinema. You can thank TV, regular TV.
I thought I was gonna think I have to thank Benjamin,
nigga,
because I keep pulling those out.
And every fucking show. Everybody's getting fucked. For real. And any show you watch on TV, they're all getting fucked. Somebody's getting fucked. I don't give a fuck. She's 12 years old, 7 years old. They're getting fucked. It's just ridiculous. So our kids, our daughters are seeing that, and they think it's all good. My daughter don't, because I tell her all the time. I go, Mommy, all boys want to do is stick their dicks in your pussy as hard as they can. They want to be rough to you. While they're fucking you, they want to stick their thumb in your asshole. Then they want to pull it out of your ass with shit on under their nail and shove it in your mouth. And she's just, like, mortified. Like, oh, my God. I go, and then they want to say they love you. And
oh,
Penny behind me going,
Please. That's how it is.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Your father's not lying.
Joe, you have a young man reaching adolescence. What do you talk to him about?
Condoms.
Yeah, condoms. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
They're in every kid's stocking.
Condoms and BJs are
every,
your favorite
right.
your favorite things.
Every 13-year-old stocking.
Single fathers have a song. It's a Christmas song. Condoms and blowjobs. Anal exception. Don't you be mad. There's no kids.
Save that shit for the Christmas show.
Yeah, the condoms and blowjobs with anal injections. They're all good erections. Don't you stop, my son. Wait, we gotta crack a nigga's spick. You ready?
Oh.
We gotta crack a nigga's spick, yeah.
Pressure's on.
We got one. All right. So in the news, a man or a woman or a child gets angry at the election and runs to the streets screaming, "Hands up, don't shoot." What is this?
The person screaming, "Hands up, don't shoot," what is?
Right after the election.
I have to say.
You better go bet on black.
Yeah.
You better bet on black.
What do you say? I have to bet on black. Yeah.
What? Cracker? Exactly. The guy who fucking ran out and said, "Oh, God!" Listen, there was a chant. The pussy grabs back. The pussy grabs back. The pussy grabs back. And I was like, bitch, if your pussy grabs back, that is going to be the scariest pussy I've ever seen. And that has been the most handled pussy in the world.
Picking up dimes with that thing.
Batteries died. Batteries died.
Oh, no.
There's another battery up there. I don't know.
Oh, my beautiful face.
Yeah. Oh no! You know what? I gotta say. My bad. Hold up. Trying to get you back in. My bad. You're back. Smoke.
All right.
I'm sorry. I apologize, my brother.
No, it's all right, man. I'm climbing through the mountains right now, so I might be in and out. But there it is.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at the screen. So.
Yeah, imagine that.
Dogs, these bitches were screaming, "The pussy grabs back." I'm a guy. I grabbed my penis when I heard that. Oh my God, the pussy has hands? Oh my God.
Pussy got hands.
Oh my God. What is wrong with these
They got
what is wrong with these kids?
Muscles in there and shit. Come on, they're proud.
Somebody tell me what's wrong with these kids.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're back.
somebody tell
me what's wrong with these kids.
Excellent.
What is wrong with these kids? These kids are out there, they are fighting for the wrong thing. Fuck Trump. The protest is, you know, check this out. I read somewhere that the elitists were successful, right?
The elitists. Oh, okay.
You know, the people you wish you were?
Yes, I knew.
You know, you look like them, but you're not broke. You're not rich.
Right.
Like them. Okay. So,
hey, they stood away from me.
I know.
At line in the election line.
Yeah.
Where I go vote, houses start at $500,000. I have to go back in this community and vote in their clubhouse. And when they find out I don't live there, they move away from me.
Like, don't associate with him.
Right, yeah. Well,
you might tell him the plan, and he's going to leak it out. He can't be trusted.
They step back away from me.
So
when they find out I don't live
back
there.
They were saying that the lead has successfully created, they've achieved their goal in creating the third party, the purple party. Which is obviously Democrat, Republican mix, you know what I'm saying? Rhinos is what we call them. So they're saying, and which is almost true if you look at it, everybody is, this two-class system right now, this two-party deal, is really so confused that everybody is like, they don't know what the fuck they believe in, okay? And if you look at these protests, in the front of the line, you got ISIS niggas holding the flag.
Say what?
You got Mexicans next to them. Yes, they can. Okay? You got all these faggots. There's a bunch of faggots are out there. Talking about, it's my pussy. I can do what I want. It's my pussy. And I don't want you to grab. You can no grab. Then you got the dykes. What do you mean we need abortions? We don't do that shit. We eat. Then you got the freeloading bitches, some bitches from the hood. Free abortions, twerking and shit, twerking. Free abortions, like, bitch. Why is you promoting abortions for, bitch? I like it raw. Oh baby, I like it raw. I'm just, nigga. If you look at that right there. And you can say, there goes the basket of deplorables. Because all of those funky foot motherfuckers are pieces of shit. Right? When you work and you raise your family and you know every fucking cent that you get up has to come on out your hands and you do it because you know, fuck it. I do it. I don't give a fuck. I'm happy because I don't have anybody I have to depend on. Right? That's the way you want the fucking country to run. Get rid of all these handout fuck funky motherfuckers. I hate when I get to a light and a motherfucker wants to ask me for a dollar. You know what I started doing now? I start pulling my dick out. That way when they start coming to my window, they start seeing me shaking my dick. I start shaking my dick. They look away. They're like, oh, you don't want this buck? You don't want this buck? So you don't want the buck? You don't want the buck? Bitch, I'll give you the buck. Fuck it in your butthole, bitch. Fuck out of here. I like it when the handicapped nigga comes with the wheelchair. You know what I do? I turn my car into the lane. So he's like, oh my bad. I didn't know you could stop like that, nigga, with three stumps. I didn't know you could stop on a dime with three stumps, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. It's all good. Then I like to crack my window a little bit. And when the motherfucker roll up and shit, be like, yo, I can't hear you. Then you see a nigga try to lift himself up with that one hand and stump. Pop, you got to pop. I still can't hear you, Papa. I can't hear you. You got to go louder. And I raise the volume of my music. Louder, Pop. Louder. What you need? Nah, I ain't got shit for you. Fuck out of here, motherfucker. If I ain't going around begging people for money, fuck you for begging me for money, man. You know what I'm saying? You think I don't need money? You think that my fucking shit ain't tight? You don't think that my ass hasn't been by the door almost finding the fucking way out? But I still have to make it happen. So fuck you coming over to me talking about help me out. And fuck you telling me I gotta help other motherfuckers out that wanna come from any fucking where. Fuck you. There's been motherfuckers that have come from the worst countries in the world. They made it here, then they came here the right way. It's expensive and it's hard, but they've done it. Why the fuck makes anybody else exempt from that shit? Why, if I'm busting my fucking ass with no fucking help, you want to get help? Fuck you. That's what it's about, bro. And that's the party separation that we got. The people that think like me, believe me, there's a lot of motherfuckers that think like me. Because we work every hour that we're awake, and all our money goes to bills and shit. Yeah, we get to have fun, but still, most of our money goes to bills. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's a motherfucker. Hey, check this out. I had a FedEx motherfucker come to me. This was just when the last presidential debate. This motherfucker was like, "You want to know something? I heard all that shit they was talking, and I didn't hear not one of them. Talk about raising the minimum wage." I said, "Listen up, you butt funky fuck nigga. Let me tell you something. If you're making $6 an hour, you cocksucker, that's your fucking fault. You should be renegotiating your money. What do you think? When you get a job at $7 an hour, that you're supposed to stay quiet the whole year for that $7? You're supposed to speak up. If you're a hard worker and you think you deserve more money, you speak up. So maybe you start a job at $7 on June. But if it comes to next year, June, then you're making $17. Because you got to speak up. You got to show the value of your worth. And then expect the fucking pay of what your value is worth. Don't sit there talking about, I could be making $15, $17 an hour if the minimum wage is $17 an hour. Why? So that every little fuck nigga just gets a hamburger job for fucking 3 hours and the nigga should leave with 50 fucking bucks? Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? $45 for 3 hours. I'm good. I'm going home. Hey, yo, that's $300 a week, nigga. I'm good. Yo, no. That's not how we do it. You don't expect us to raise the fucking minimum wage. That's stupid. That's for ignorant niggas. Because if you get a $15 an hour minimum wage, expect your milk, which is $3.90-something now, to go to $4 or $5.90-something. $5 for a gallon of milk is a lot of fucking money when it comes down to it. Trust me. Okay? And people are stupid. These niggas are dumb. Nah, nigga, if I'm working, I mean $15 an hour. To do what, bitch? To tweet? To FaceTime? Not a Snapchat. Get the fuck out of here, man. You should make what your value is. That's what America is. We start you at $6 or $7 an hour. So that way, they figure this. If you're the laziest shit bum fuck nigga in America, you're at least making a $6 to $7 an hour salary. All right, motherfucker? So go do that and pay your little bills or smoke your weed with that. But if you're a worker, you will find more money. There will be more money. You won't start off there. So why does – when I said this shit, when I was talking to this dude, I could tell. You ever talk to somebody – and you can tell in the middle of the conversation, their brain goes blank on you. Like, oh, that nigga don't understand me.
Well, I gotta tell you, mine went blank about 3 minutes ago.
And I was just like, yo, I said, bro, and just as a kicker on the way out.
In his defense.
Just as a kicker on the way out, like I said to Steve, if you can't see that, you're a dumb nigga. Have a good day. And make sure my shit makes it to the mall.
Out.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with people? You know what I'm saying? I can't get it, bro. I've worked those $7 an hour jobs. Nigga, I've gone from a fucking $18 or $19 an hour job to a fucking $10 an hour job. I mean, I've fucking done that. And then wind up climbing back up and sideways and all kinds of crazy. But that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. You got to work for your worth. Fuck that. That bullshit about give me more money on it. Fuck that, nigga.
On a happier note, don't forget to shout out for
Furious Snyder.
Woo!
AKA Furious. Has gotten her learner's permit at 32 years old.
Yay!
Shut up.
I didn't want you to shout that out. I wanted you to shout her out for her birthday.
Oh, and happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. then she could drive herself to the store to get a cake.
Hey.
Yeah. So she's finally gonna start driving. You know, she's just got that white rich mentality driving stick.
Who's gonna teach her how to drive?
Nobody.
Besides this,
we can't do it.
Why can't you?
Because her mother and her do not work together when she's behind the wheel.
Okay.
Cohesively.
All right.
And I do work good with her.
Yeah.
But I'd rather be smoking.
No, let's get it right. You'd rather be sleeping.
Fucking
sleep on the way home.
Aha.
Every day.
Aha.
Because I don't work hard.
No. I didn't say
no, but there's no real reason for me to be sleeping because I don't work hard.
If you go to bed like a normal person, then you wouldn't have to sleep on the way
there
home.
There you go, like a normal person.
If I had a regular regimen of blowjob, then maybe I could go to bed and have a good time.
Now, the true.
If you never come to the bedroom when I'm still awake, you might get a blowjob.
Oh, please.
Cha-ching.
Bitch, you've been singing that song since motherfucking since fucking Whitney Houston was alive. Get the fuck out of here.
Singing that you still want to the bedroom when I'm awake.
I don't. And now you go. Listen, I don't even look in your direction when we get home no more. You know what it is. I come straight to my computer and I start looking. I start looking for my bitches on the computer. I don't even think about you no more. Every time you speak to me, I get mad. No, I still I get mad because then that's when you'll be like, all right. You gotta serve yourself. What? You better fuck you. You must not be sleeping in here tonight.
Only 8% of African American voters supported Trump. There's a surprise.
Bro, hold on. Do you honestly think these news networks would have cheated in favor of Trump if he didn't legitimately win? Come on. Now they want to peddle these stories about only 4 people voted for him. Shut the fuck on, bro. You wouldn't have.
Did you see what Hillary did in Columbia, District of Columbia, D.C.? She got 92.8% of the vote in District of
Columbia.
That's
Washington, D.C.
Right. And Trump got 4.1%.
Of course. Because that's all her friends.
I know. It's unbelievable. Or his friends.
Well, they're his friends, too.
Yeah.
The 4% was his friend, and the 96% was hers. Listen, they're gonna peddle this narrative forever, all right? Because number one, all these new news networks, they wanted to do this when the nigga first came into office. They wanted to go around to everybody like white people don't want him. White people don't want him. Now that they got Trump, a white man, now they're gonna run around to every black dude. Hey, Billy, come here. My name's not Billy, nigga. My bad. What's your name, boy? What? Boy. No, I mean, what's your name, son? And I love it how these news anchors always interview corny niggas. They don't interview a real nigga. You know why? Because they microphone will be gone.
They couldn't interview you because the whole fucking
thing would
be
beep, beep. They're afraid.
Probably in the middle of the interview, I start choking the nigga out. And then I'll be all democratic about it. I'll be choking that nigga and be like, I'm not a violent person. I'm really not. But I do this. I do this for the people. I do this because I am a vessel. I'm a vessel for the people, nigga.
I'm shocked. Shocked. Only 8%.
Oh, come on. Steve, I don't believe a goddamn thing you see for that. I don't listen. The only reason that these news channels even come onto this TV is because Penny. Right?
No, I put it on
because Steve.
Yeah.
I don't look
the
at
old white guy.
I won't promote these niggas at all. These guys are all liars, bro. Why would you continue watching them? They lie. If they lie about a little bit, they lie about a lot, bro.
Well, I want to make sure they're consistent from channel to channel.
And the sad thing is, they're not. Because if you was watching the election night and you flipped channels, the fucking numbers were skewed all over the place. At the end of the night, Hillary Clinton had 209 electoral votes, and Trump had 187. He had that shit on ABC, on NBC, and on CBS. When you went to Fox, then you saw that Trump had 252 electoral votes. And this bitch only, or 282, no, 252. And this bitch had 187. I was like, God damn. And then I went to the Bloomberg News Network, which had it at 252. And I was like, you can just tell. CNN, Fox, and all, I mean, CNN, ABC, NBC, them cocksuckers is motherfucking fake. They're fake, bro. Bro, they're fake. They've been fake even back to in the Iraq war when these niggas were recording in a fucking studio.
You know, I was watching CNN for the whatever, the results for a few hours. And then I thought, plus, I got to switch to a local channel so I can see if we voted marijuana in.
You're damn right.
Yeah. So I finally, like 3 in the morning, figured out I need to switch to a local channel, and I did, and found out we voted our marijuana in.
Yeah.
But we'll have to jump through hoops to get...
The one thing I was proud of this year, I didn't get to go vote with my Trump hat on. And I didn't go and promote Trump when I was there.
You have a vote early sticker on it.
I did.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Whatever.
But
now, you have a vote early. Do you vote it early?
I really had a day or two early, 2 days, two days early, 2 days early.
All right.
I think I did it Monday. I did it Halloween. Halloween. I did
it. Well, I went the day of voting.
Because
I like to go bother those rich people.
Yeah, make them move a blind for me.
Well, make him feel uncomfortable.
When I was on the line, I didn't talk about Hillary. I didn't talk about Trump. I didn't give a fuck.
Right.
But I did talk about Amendment 2. And do your duty, boo. I had two black girls in front of me. I was like, I know y'all both. And I was like, I don't know if y'all smoke, but I know you're going to vote on 2, right? I said, because that's the medical marijuana. I said, you vote yes on 2. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what else you vote on.
I got to tell you, I think I was the second youngest person in line.
You pride yourself on that.
There was.
I swear to God. Steve has, in a sea of white hairs, he has 7 black hairs. And boy, does he use that shit when he goes around these senior citizens. Oh, my God. Boy, I'm the youngest.
That's right.
I got 7 black hairs.
There was 8 or 10 people there in line, and I think I was.
Listen, we had a motherfucking man who had to come. Some nigga had to hold him up to vote. Held him by his hips. The nigga was just wobbling there. White man. He looked like Bernie. Or Hillary.
Bernie.
And the black dude was manipulating his elbow and shit.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Bro, that nigga looked like he was alive during the Civil War. Okay? And he had some big old oversized black motherfucker manipulating his body around, helping him. The nigga had a walker, crutches, metal knees, all kinds of shit to try to keep him up. And I saw this nigga was holding his hips, and with one hand he was manipulating his elbow.
I think
he wrote in Barack.
Make him dictate, and
the white people didn't really understand what it meant because they was like, who's my nigga Barack?
Only 90 seconds left in the show.
The nigga wrote it, my nigga Barack. I swear, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. Did you hear about the man and the woman fight? The man went in to go vote for Hillary and the lady was out there telling him about Trump and he was like, I don't fucking need you to tell me who to vote for. She was like, sir, I'm not telling you to vote for him. Candidate or whatever. And he was like, fuck you people, whatever. When the side he voted for Hillary came back out and confronted her. And then he was all up in her face. And she's like, hey, do me a favor, back up. I got pepper spray. I'll spray you. And he stayed all up on her grill. So she pepper sprayed him. And then he hooked off on her. Body slammed her on the floor and all that. So I wanted to throw this out. Before we go, we got a cracker, nigger, spick, or some of the shit. And I'm going to do it. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Check it out.
Yeah.
On early voting, a man goes to vote. A woman confronts the man, steps to the man, says, hey, I'm here. I'm supporting Donald Trump. And the man's like, I don't fucking need you to tell me who to vote. Goes inside. He votes. Comes back out. Steps to the lady. Gets on her face. She pepper sprays him. He body slams her. and the police are called, but no one gets arrested. Tell me what he is.
Cracker.
I have to go with Cracker.
Smokey, what is he, Smokey?
Yeah, he's Cracker.
You're motherfucking right. Because only crackers can go and hit a bitch in the polling booth, polling fucking vote, and not get shot. Because the nigga would have did that, the nigga would have been executed. If a spick would have did it, he'd have got shot and his body would have been deported.
Right?
So, yo, let's get the fuck up out of here. Smokey, can you start us getting us out of here?
And then smoke signals from the Emerald Triangle. Catch you out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. West Coast time. www.kmcradio.org. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. And big ups to medical marijuana in Florida, Nevada, whatever, five other states, and our fucked up recreational fucking marijuana. So we'll learn to get around it one way or another.
You want to know something, my brother? Not for nothing. The one thing that these last 8 years have taught us is that politically and locally, we got to get more involved. And I think a lot of more people are grasping that idea. So even though you may have a law that passed you don't like, we can keep fighting against it to change it back in our favor. And don't think that you guys will be the only ones to do it. Because just like the Second Amendment, weed is a fucking right. Okay? If getting the pipe up the asshole is a human right, right? So is smoking marijuana.
Wait,
whoa, look at me. Because you was out there marching. The pipe in the tight is all right. A pipe where it's tight is all right. A pipe where it's tight is all right. A pipe where it's tight is all right. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't into that shit. I like, nah, nigga, the pipe where it's tight ain't all right, nigga. It ain't all right. You know, but, you know, we're going to, I believe that, you know, we're being more conscious that we really, if we really want to be a part of our country, we're more conscious that we really got to do it voting. You know what I'm saying? We got to vote. Not only with our little votes, but with our dollars as well. You know, we don't support shit. We got to stop spending money on it. See, like, I don't support these news networks. We got to find a way to stop supporting them. We got to stop. If they're going to lie to us and not be the unbiased news people that we need, who are supposed to track these fucking politicians down, not to be their best friends, to find out if they're doing everything in our best favor. If they can't do that, then we don't need them. We need to get them off of our news, of our cable networks.
Good luck.
You know?
Good luck.
There's too much money involved. But you know what? That's why you internet. That's why, see, the problem is, when they look to see the statistics of the household views, there's people like me who don't even look at the TV. All we do is go on the computer. But then we have our significant others or the kids that still watch TV, and that counts. So that registers. It makes them think, the household is still watching TV. But if it was for that one person who's always on the computer, fuck the TV. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll get my news online. I really will. I'll look at AOL and all that to get the communist news. I'll get all that shit. But I'm also going to go to everything else, all those underground news networks.
You think I do
that? And see.
You're impressed. I actually do with the onion.
Nigga, I don't even want to say. I don't want to even say what you do with the onion.
I stunned you, didn't I?
I just don't want to repeat what you do with an onion. Okay? Funky foot fucker. Anyway.
I'm gonna have one more.
I know you are. So, say goodbye, Stevie. Come on.
Joe, it's been great. I love talking to you. And Penny, I'm glad to be back from vacation. And I'm glad to be unemployed. And
no, he's not.
Permanent vacation.
No, he's not. Remember, people, he's paying to play. Okay? And without a job, it's hard to keep paying the plan.
Joe, you got recreational marijuana out there. I wish we had these problems here.
No, no, no. Like I said, my friend, I will take our baby steps. Only because I listened to you, my friend. I truly listened to you. Every syllable that you uttered, my friend, I listened to. And as the years went by that you talked to us to tell us how things were over there, I really did pay attention. So I appreciate that we are the newbies on the block right now. Because maybe, just maybe, we can treat the way our Lord's being passed over here the same way I treated my life watching my brother grow up. Okay? I watched my brother have 52 kids from 82 women, and I was like, I ain't going to do that shit. I need to follow one fucking kid with one chick, so there's only one bill, nigga, yeah? And that's how I went through my life, you know what I'm saying? So if we can watch how you guys are, like, this time now, voting in the legal marijuana. See, all the people over here, since we're new to it, we jump up in joy, like, oh, my God, please do it for us. Do it for us. But you know what it has been like growing that what is that called? The word is slipping my mind. That part of the economy, all right? Because you guys have grown that part of the economy. You know what I'm saying? That money, when it first started, that nobody knew what it was going to be like. Now we know what it's like. That's why our state is like, all right, we're going to go at it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's going to happen is the federal government is going to take a look at each individual state and find out who does things right and who does things wrong, and they're going to take the best of everything and make it a national
amendment. But we don't need the government involved. We're good enough just having our states legalize. Fuck the government. The only reason they want involvement is so they can tax them and get involved.
Well, eventually the federal government is going to cave to popular demand, just like they did with Prohibition. Alcohol.
Yeah.
And
like that's for the ABC
one law covers the whole nation.
See, what I'm saying is now that we are becoming more involved into the politics and every day. I'm not saying every day, because right now it was the way the news promoted all this that got everybody drawn into these elections and all that. But there are a lot more people paying attention to what's going on with our laws and knowing that we can vote or make emails and do shit to help facilitate change, right? What I'm saying is, since we're there now, growing more in that mindset, we can start thinking more across the lines of not allowing the government to get involved. You guys can still keep it illegal in your fucking minds or whatever. You don't want to reschedule it. So why the fuck do you want to get involved? You haven't even rescheduled. You're allowing the ATF to do it themselves, to arbitrarily decide whether they reschedule or not. They don't put it up for a vote. They don't put it up to Congress. They arbitrarily decide whether they want to allow the rescheduling of marijuana. So if you haven't done that, you're allowing them to do that. Who the fuck are you to even get involved? The states are doing it. What we just need to do is start being more pro us and stop allowing the government to be like, okay, well, let us regulate. No, we don't need your regulation. As you've seen in California, you guys have kept it illegal. They regulated it themselves. I didn't see people going to the California cliffs and jumping off. I didn't see motherfuckers killing themselves in mass. I seen these motherfuckers developing and nurturing that God damn it, what's the word I'm looking for? I hate being a snake sometimes. The word that only keeps coming to me now is like that part of the economy, but that's not what I'm trying to say. That business, you know what I'm saying, I guess. You know, you guys have grown that business. You know what I'm saying? When you guys first started it, motherfuckers was doing that shit out of Arcadia or whatever, and these niggas were getting robbed, and niggas were doing all kinds of stupid shit, and you were getting all this bad press, all this bad promotion. And then what happened? As you guys kept on going, baby steps, you guys worked it out correctly. Now they want to turn around and be like, oh, well, let us regulate. Fuck you. We already went through all that. You know, if you would have wanted to get into this, you'd have regulated it from the beginning. Fuck you, now that you see that it's blowing out of proportion, that we're doing it so well, people are not being murdered, people are not being kidnapped, fuck that. We just need to make sure that we start, like I said, the third party has been developed now. People don't feel that they're Democrats, and people don't feel that they're Republicans. It's going to be a third, and it ain't the fucking liberals, and it ain't the fucking Green Party thumb thumb up your ass, stupid people. It ain't. It's going to be a mix of people who want common sense legislation in our fucking country. Real common sense legislation. Not no president who comes in and says, niggas with drugs get arrested and they do 25 years to life. And then another one comes in and say, well, those niggas need to be let out early. That's just fucking stupid. It's stupid. Okay? And I keep being angry about that shit, even though my family was one of those niggas let out. I love that nigga, but I don't love all those niggas. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's get the fuck up out of here.
Come on.
My nigga Smoking Joe. Nellope, thank you. Steve Stoner, welcome back. Glad you're back, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And that's your boy Ant Live. Happy that I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his presidency. Brother, you have been elected the president of the United States of America. What are you going to do? I'm going to go grab some pussy.
In Orlando. Disney.
I'm going to Disney World to grab some pussy. Line up, bitch. Trim your muff because I'm coming to grab your stuff. Smoking Joe, we got your back, nigga. Believe me, just because we got our shit, the medical legalization, don't think we're gonna fucking bask in our glory and give a fuck about California. We can't. We're gonna get involved. We're gonna get involved, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so take it. Now it's time for you guys to need a medical shop and
I already know. Baby steps, brother. Baby steps. I'm getting there. Big ups to Furious. Big ups to Furious Snyder. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a big shout out to my soldier, Derek Mora, my nigga. Congratulations, daddy. You a daddy, daddy. You hear that? Big shout out to my brother, Mikey Mike. He's a grandpa. Mikey Mike's a grandpa, nigga. And you want to know what the grandkid looks like? He looks like Fish from Barney Miller. This nigga got a pelican's beak. You know what he looks like? He looks like a chicken hawk. That's my little nigga.
He'll grow into that.
So we got a new dick swinging in our family. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations there. Big ups. And listen. Florida, we got medical marijuana. It's beginning right now. So if you haven't gotten your licenses for growing and selling, it's time to start getting it up there. Because I'm going to start getting it up there. I already told my bosses. I said my time is limited here.
Yeah, I'm quitting.
I said because one of these dispensaries might need a taste tester. Okay? They might need a taste tester, and I am a gong. And don't worry, you don't need to pay me $15 an hour, the minimum wage. You pay me upon the marijuana I smoke. The more I smoke, the more I get paid. But no, that's what I'm talking about. So that I can make $1,000 a day, and I'd be fucked up. All right, let's get the fuck up out of here. It's your boy, Smoker Joe, Steve Stoner, and Live Nellope at D420 Show. Pipe it up. Catch y'all niggas next week. Pipe it up.
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who've been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happy. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.
boo, nigger boo, colored coonie,
black butch monkey, brown baboonie,
melon muncher, chicken bone sucker,
blue black silverback, big spear chucker.
Any way you figure, the president's a nigger to me.
let me take this one.
Sing it, Ruckus.
Charcoal, brown bread, jungle bunny,
ghetto guru, government honey,
chocolate cricket, spooky nigglet,
cocoa negro,
magpie black crow.
Any way you figure, the president's a nigger to me.
Lord, I could sing nigger all day.